Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Robert Broad. Authorities are asking for help in solving a recent homicide in Davenport. Crime Stoppers of the Quad Cities is offering a cash reward of up to $5,000 for information regarding the death of Jason Roberts. Early Saturday morning, Davenport police responded to a report of a disturbance on the 800 block of West 4th Street, where they found the 46-year-old Roberts suffering from fatal gunshot wounds. Anyone with information should contact the Davenport Police Department or Crime Stoppers of the Quad Cities, where you can remain anonymous. You can also call the anonymous tip line at 309-762-9500. Western Illinois University President Jack Thomas does not have a contract with the school, but the Board of Trustees is looking to change that. Rich Egger reports.
Board Chair Kathy Early says instead of a contract, Thomas has always signed letters of employment with Western. Early says the board wants something more official in place.
The letter is more of a handshake agreement, and having a contract is more of a formal process, and we're just looking to make it a formal process.
Would it spell out more than a letter would? Would there be specific things in there, or have these letters spelled out specific expectations?
The letters have spelled out some specific expectations, but we would anticipate that we would expand upon those expectations in a contract.
And again, this would be with Dr. Thomas. You're not looking to show him the door or anything?
No, we're looking at a contract for Dr. Thomas.
Early says the two sides are still working out the details. The board hopes to finalize a contract with Thomas by the end of the month. Thomas says he's good with the process. He's completing his 7th year as Western's president. Rich Egger reporting.
A car ferry from Iowa to Illinois across the Mississippi River is up and running as residents wait for the opening of a bridge connecting the two states. The Telegraph Herald reports that the ferry between Sebula and Savannah began running Tuesday, providing direct access between the two communities for the first time in months. The February closure of a bridge at Sebula stopped access to the U.S. 52, Illinois 64 bridge over the Mississippi River. Drivers have since been making a 36-mile detour. An already planned $8.5 million bridge replacement project was accelerated as a result, and is expected to be open by Labor Day. The ferry can hold 15 vehicles per trip, can be used for free, and will run from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily until the bridge is completed. Under the new state budget, caregivers for people with disabilities in Illinois will receive an hourly wage increase of 50 cents per hour. Illinois Public Media's Christine Herman reports.
The state-funded workers are known as direct service providers. They provide in-home care for people with disabilities, helping them dress, bathe, and perform other tasks. Dale Morrissey is the CEO of the Developmental Services Center in Champaign. He says organizations like his across the state have struggled for years with high staff turnover.
It's tough work. It's very rewarding work, but it's tough work to ask people to work at such low wages.
Average pay is about $10 an hour. Morrissey says prior to last year's 75-cent hourly wage increase, home care workers had not received a raise in 10 years. I'm Christine Herman.
Iowa's junior Republican U.S. senator is questioning President Trump's decision to suspend joint military exercises with South Korea. The publication The Hill quotes Joni Ernst as saying she doesn't think it is wise because we have done these exercises for years. She asks the president, why do we need to suspend them? They are legal. Ernst is a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. President Trump said during a news conference following his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that joint U.S.-South Korean war games will stop during negotiations with the North over nuclear weapons. For WVIK News, I'm Robert Broad.